The Community Violence Intervention Team has been working since last year to develop a plan to end gun violence in Washtenaw County. One of the 14 recommendations was to create a remembrance mural for the community to remember those we've lost. That mural is being unveiled this weekend, and it makes a powerful statement. I'm Lucianne Lance, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. Joining me, Derek Jackson, Director of Community Engagement with the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. This is a powerful statement. What does this mural look like, Derek?
Oh, man, it is it's massive, and so it takes up the whole side of a building. It is a black rose with all the names of the people who've been murdered due to gun violence on our streets in the last 14 years. And so it is just, I'm really at a lack of words to really fully describe the power that it holds to physically see it.
Seeing all of those names, you can't help but, you know, your heart goes out to their families, but to have them commemorated and remembered in this way, they're not going to be forgotten. And that is the statement of power that I think is really miraculous. Also with us is Jamal Buford. He is with Washtenaw's My Brother's Keeper, which has been involved with the Community Violence Intervention Team. This team is very dedicated to its mission. You would like to see this gun violence end. What kinds of things did you come up with besides the mural to do that?
It's versus buffered. Sorry.
Thank you. Thank you.
But no problem at all. Yeah. So, you know, our objective is to end gun violence in our community. That sounds like a very lofty goal, but, you know, we have to start somewhere to make this a reality. So, you know, I'm part of this community violence intervention team. And one of those recommendations was creating this mural for not only a place to grieve, a place for families to remember their loved ones, but also it hopefully could be a place where, you know, a safe space, a neutral space. If there is some conflict that needs resolution, we can go there and have that kind of be the backdrop for doing that work. But also, it should be the beginning of the end of this gun violence. We want to wrap our arms around these families. And, you know, this work can't start and end with just this community violence intervention team. It's got to be bigger than, you know, the 15 of us that are in this group. So, yeah, I just wanted to connect the dots and make it become a reality. So I was able to do that with the help of my connections to art world and, you know, politics world and finding money and the youth programming, and brought that all together and we made it happen.
You needed all of that. So Jamal Buford with Washtenaw My Brother's Keeper. Also with us is artist and consultant Curtis Wallace from the Be Creative Studio. And Curtis, you had the honor of working with the 16-year-old Deshaun Chambers, who actually designed this mural, and then you made it actually come to fruition. Tell us about that process.
it's a process that, you know, I've learned over the years that I've, you know, Jamal and Derek, you know, I don't get many opportunities to show the youth the visual aspects of this thing. I think that's what makes this so powerful. We have a lot of leaderships and you know, in the leadership, they've been, you know, using music and auditorial art to convey, right, the message. And that's, you know, kind of, I think, the standard of the communities we live in. And but art is like so closely connected. And for me, it was just great to be able to give the community, because, you know, a lot of times we're, you know, at rallies speaking our voices, you know, this audio space. It was, to me, an opportunity to work with the youth directly to show the process of how we can show it visually, this, you know, this activism for some change.
Well, you can't help but stop and think when you see all of those names that are now on that wall and that black rose and the white background and the black names all imprinted on there, it becomes real. I mean, these are human beings who lost their lives because of this violence that goes on. And Derek Jackson, what happens when a young person is impacted by gun violence? And let's say they are at the hospital right now. you have a team that actually goes and starts helping with the healing. How does that work?
Yeah, well, you asked earlier too, what are some of the other 14 recommendations? And this is one, like, how do we invest in the anti-violence workforce? Those people who are experts at going in and helping stop retaliation. We estimate roughly 80 to 85% of the shootings in our county in Washtenaw are retaliatory in nature. So something happens and then you retaliate. So if we already know that and we can predict it, why not do something to prevent it? So we hire credible messengers, people who have maybe lived that lifestyle or been victims themselves and are now survivors, give them the training, and then they literally go into the hospitals. They're not dealing with the case. Our detectives do a great job at solving the case and arresting the bad guy. But in our hospital systems, which are phenomenal around here, they often will patch you up, but that's physically. Who's dealing with the mental health trauma, the anger, the fear? And we know that retaliation comes from that anger and fear. So these credible messengers are in our hospitals now, literally today, right now. They're dealing with a 15-year-old who was recently shot this past weekend to help him deal with all that trauma and that hurt, hopefully helping them put down the gun or the knife and never think about retaliation. And so it's not something that we are only doing here in Washtenaw. It's really a movement around the country to do this work. But that's one of the other 14 recommendations, is to invest in community-based solutions to end the violence.
Jamal, are you making a dent in this? And you know, to Derek's point, the Sheriff's Department does a great job. I understand the solve rate is all close to, 90% in these cases, but that doesn't seem to be stopping the gun violence. So do you feel that these kinds of efforts you're going to try to make with this 14-point plan that has been mapped out, is this the solution, Jamal?
I think so. I feel really good about these recommendations. And you asked, are we making a dent? You know, this we'll see. You know, this will be a great way to judge the work that we're doing, get some actual numbers, and see if we're making the impact that we want to. And I think we will. You know, we didn't just, you know, say, hey, let's meet a couple times and just tell people what we think is the best way to solve this. We've been meeting for over a year. It's been close to 14, maybe 15 months. To get to this point where we feel like we have a solid plan. And again, it's not going to be just us in that room that meet weekly. We need the whole community, the schools, the police departments, community leaders, everybody.
The fathers, the husbands, the mothers, everyone. All hands on deck.
We've all got to be involved in this. Another one of your points on this is to establish a communication alert system. Derek, this is something they talk about for community responders to engage. They have to be alerted to when these instances of violence occur. Do you have that mapped out, and what does that look like?
Yeah, so right now we do. We're using an app. We're using WhatsApp. And when we say community responders, it's more than just police, right? We're talking about the Jamals of the world and my brother's keeper, or the Curtises and the artists of the world, those who have their hands in the soil and who are working with our families and maybe some of these young people who are involved in the violence. And so we do. We have an alert system for anyone who's doing that work. And often it's me from the police side who get alerted to a crime that's happened, and I simply send out a very short message with limited information, but just to make sure that those with their hands in the soil can kick into action. A lot of this retaliation, we know the families and the community members. Mm-hmm. So this is really for the community to be alerted, to stand up, and to do something about it. And I'll just say this, Lucy, you mentioned before that we do have a very high solve rate for our homicides in Washtenaw County. But that's after something has happened. And we often from law enforcement are wondering, where's community? Is community standing up? And these 14 things, and in particular the alert system, this community standing up and trying their best to do their part to prevent these horrendous crimes before they ever happen.
Yeah, very good point. Our guests here on the Lucy Ann Land Show here on 1290 WLBY, Derek Jackson from the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, and his special guest today, Jamal Bufford. He is with Washtenaw's My Brother's Keeper, and artist Curtis Wallace from the Be Creative Studio. Hey, Curtis, what was it like to work with Deshaun on this? And for Deshaun, the 16-year-old, to see his creation come to life through your artwork.
Oh, it was amazing. You know, a lot of things I think he was processing, but for me, it was like seeing him his first time, you know, even just having them harnessed up, you know, just the questions of how do you get this small version of this on this big thing exact, and you know, just really excited. But what was so kismet about this this project is Jamal. I've known Jamal for, man, it's 20 something years now. I mean, I've known him for so long, and you know, he's been doing music, I've been doing art, and we've both been in education. And what happened is I've been trying to just work with musicians. I'm an artist, so I do a lot of live paintings, right, at a lot of shows, and I'm just there painting, just like to hang out with my friends. He came up to me and he said, you know, I got this project, and I was like, bet, you know, I would love to do it. And they did all their work on their end, and they said, you know, we got the image, and we got this kid, he submitted it. And then I was like, okay, bet, I'll do it. I didn't even care who the kid was. I was like, kid, bet, right? And then I met him, and it's my student. Oh, this is my fifth year. He's, you know, so it was like, you know, I see them all the time. We did this on, you know, virtually. You know, it was just amazing to know that I wasn't, you know, I would pass this on to any kid, but I was literally passing on this process to my students. So
that is incredible.
You know, I'm emotional talking about
that. Is kismet. And I got really emotional just watching him, Deshaun, talk about how he knows some of those names that are mm-hmm. on that wall now. Our community is invited to the unveiling. It's coming up this weekend. Derek, tell us all about this.
Yeah, so Jamal really put it together. I'll say again, the CVIT had the idea. Deshaun drew the drawing. Jamal organized it. The city and the county funded it. And then Curtis, being a great artist, helped to paint it. And we just wanted to invite the families out. But the community took it, and they posted it on social media before it was even finished. And it has really grown. So this Saturday from 10 to 11, Washington My Brother's Keeper has changed their normal breakfast to be the host of this event. So it's going to be right in the parking lot at Corner Health Center in downtown Ypsilanti. You can't miss it. When you cross over Michigan Ave on Huron Street, you'll see the big, beautiful mural. We're going to be there from 10 to 11 on Saturday.
That's beautiful. Everyone invited to see that, and hopefully watch as we change minds, we change hearts. And thank you for the community service that all of you are doing for our community. We appreciate it.
Can I say one more thing? Hey, shout out to Corner Health Center for giving us this wall.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, they're setting the tone, because this can't be one wall or one image. So they're setting the tone. Shout out to them. And it's right across the street from World of Rocks.
Beautiful. Everyone head down there this weekend, 10 o'clock in the morning. Going to be a great time. Thank you so much to one and all. And we will never forget any of those names on that wall. Thank you, gentlemen. What a pleasure.
Welcome.
Curtis Wallace, local artist. Jamal Bufford, he is with Washington My Brother's Keeper. And Derek Jackson from our Washington County Sheriff's Department. And great work that the Community Violence Intervention Team has been doing, and we're starting to see some of the fruits of their labor. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.